Hello everyone. Welcome. My name is Amber and we're going to spend a little bit of time thinking together now about the different circus heroes of the Bible. Now, for those of you who haven't been with us this week, this might be news to you. Hidden inside the Bible, there are, if you look closely, some characters who would not be out of place in the circus tent. And this week, we have been exploring four of them. Who can remember which four we've got? Shout them out. Samson. Super. Point to the yellows. Who else? Elijah. We've had Samson and Elijah. Point to the reds.
Jonah.
Jonah. Point to the blues. Greens. We've had Samson, Elijah, Jonah, and...
Daniel,
fantastic, well done. These have been our four circus heroes of the Bible. We've had Samson, the strong man who rescued God's people using the super strength that God gave him. We've had Jonah, our escape artist. We had a try as well, who once he'd escaped from sulking in the belly of a whale, managed to tell everyone about God's love. Then we had Elijah. He pointed people to the real God, showing everyone God's power with tricks of fire. And finally, we had Daniel, our lion tamer, a courageous leader who stood up for what was right, showing us God's faithfulness. So, on the screen we have our four different circus heroes of the Bible so far, and we're going to look at another one today. But before we do, we've got four circus heroes. Samson, Elijah, Daniel, and Jonah. They were all very different. They had different strengths and different weaknesses, but they all had some things in common. Can anyone take a guess? What things do they have in common? What is similar about Samson, Daniel, Elijah, and Jonah? They follow God, absolutely. Has anyone got any other things, Hannah? Yeah, they all have skills that wouldn't be out of place in the circus, absolutely.
They all had strength.
Yeah, they all had strength in different ways, didn't they? One more. You know, that's a really interesting point. They were all men. And as I looked at this day, I thought, hang on a minute. What about all those amazing women in the Bible, like Ruth and Naomi and Deborah and Esther? But we didn't have time to look at them this week. We'll have to look at them another time. Good point. They all knew God. And they all tried to lead people to God as well. But more than that, all of them were waiting for something. They were all waiting for a promise that God had made. Now, have you ever been so excited about something that you just can't sleep? Maybe if you're counting down to your birthday, counting down to a holiday, you can't wait for that day to arrive. Well, these guys, they had to wait ages. Their wait was a long one. In fact, it went on for years and years and years. They knew God had promised to send someone. And they had to wait and wait and wait. And then their children had to wait and wait. And then their children's children had to wait and wait as well. This was a long wait. But they knew the wait would be worth it. Because the thing is, these guys, they had a problem. They had a very big problem, in fact, because they were desperately trying to show people who God was. This amazing, powerful, loving, strong God that they knew. And they were pointing everyone to him. But, well... the people, they were like us. They made mistakes. They got things wrong. They said and did silly and selfish things. So they were over here telling everyone, saying, look, look how amazing God is. But you know, no matter how hard they tried, Samson and Elijah and Daniel and Jonah and all the others, they couldn't get people across. No one could cross that gap between this amazing and perfect God and the people who kept mucking up. The gap was too big. They couldn't do it. This was a problem for God as well, because God loves everyone. He loves us. He loved all the people and he wanted them to be near, but The gap was too big. No one, not even Daniel, who could tame lions, not even Elijah with his tricks of fire, not Jonah or Samson with his super strength, could do anything about this big gap between people and this amazing God that they knew. So God made a promise. He would do something about it. People couldn't, but God could. So he promised to send someone. And this was the person that they were all waiting for. The wait was a long, long, long one. But when he came, he was worth the wait. Now, the person we're looking at today is that promised one who was sent, that everyone had been waiting for. And if he was in the circus, he would definitely be the circus ringleader, because he was the one that everyone needed. He was the one that everything happened through, the circus ringleader. He's the one we've been singing about this week. He's the one that everyone that we've looked in the Bible was longing for. Who was it?
Jesus.
You got it. It was this teeny tiny little baby who was born in a stable in Bethlehem thousands of years ago. But this baby changed everything, because he grew up to be the man that God had sent. And he walked and met with people and he talked. But do you know the best thing? He didn't just stand here and tell people about God. And he didn't just stand here and show people what God was like. He was the one that bridged the gap and made it possible for people to come near God. Because he chose, because he loved us so much, he chose on the cross to take away all the unholy things, all the bad and selfish things that separate us from God. He took it all on himself on the cross, because he loves us so much. And when he died on the cross, it meant that that gap between us and God could be closed because of his sacrifice. And you know the best bit? He didn't stay dead. 3 days later, he rose again to prove to everyone that he really was the promised one that they were all waiting for. That he really was worth the wait, because he alone had done what no one else could do. He brought us and God close together again. And that's why we sing. That's why we gather as a church family. That's why we celebrate a holiday club. Because Jesus was worth the wait. And we're going to stand and sing now.